Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to get into something that I think a lot of Salesforce admins worry about: mass data updates. So, data management in Salesforce.
Yeah, and what's interesting is it kind of gets at that like fear, that fear that we all have about messing up when you're dealing with tons of data. Like, can you imagine if you accidentally changed like a million customer records?
Oh gosh, yeah.
That'd be like a total PR
It
disaster.
really would. And it's not even just the fear of making a mistake. It's just the time and effort that it takes to get all those updates done right. It can be kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, this source we're looking at, they actually quote some admins. And some of them even say they're like overwhelmed and terrified to do these updates.
Oh, wow.
It's like it's really, a big emotional thing for them.
Totally. And you know what Zapata does is they kind of like pinpoint this fear and they present their solution as like, a way to take back control. They really emphasize these three things: safe bulk updates, the ability to like undo stuff, and then obviously security.
And what's interesting is the way they talk about their safe bulk update feature. It's not just about like, breaking those big updates into smaller chunks, but it's about like, giving you that feeling that you're not gonna like risk your whole database, with a single click.
Yeah, it's like that time I accidentally deleted an entire price book during a bulk update.
Oh no.
Oh my God, I swear my heart stopped for like a full minute. If I had ZapIT's undo back then, I would have avoided a whole week of having to rebuild it, and I wouldn't have gotten in trouble with my boss.
Yeah, that undo button. It really is like an insurance policy for your data. Like a safety net that you can always go back to the original data if something goes wrong.
Totally. And speaking of safety nets, ZapID is really, really big on keeping that data secure. They say that their system's a native tool, so it operates entirely within your Salesforce environment. So that means there's no need to move data to external servers or use those scary API calls, which are just basically ways for different systems to talk to each other.
Right, and staying inside of Salesforce is really smart when it comes to security. It like minimizes the places where, your data could be vulnerable. And plus they have like really robust backup and archiving, so it's like a double layer of security.
Yeah, it's all about being safe. And they also have this great testimonial from Sergey Erlach, a Salesforce MVP, and he calls ZapIT a must-have
Wow.
for productivity.
Yeah, I mean that's high praise coming from him. It really shows you that like there's a need for tools that not only solve the technical problems, but also help admins do their work better and feel more confident.
Exactly. So, okay. So we've talked about the problem, and what ZapI says is their approach. But how does it actually work? They break it down into these like three simple steps: filter, mass update, and then restore.
Yeah, it sounds really easy. Like you start by filtering your data, right? To like pinpoint the exact records you want to update. So say you just want to update contacts in like a certain region or that have a specific status, you can easily do that.
And then there's the mass update step, and this is where Zapata really like comes in. They've got all these tools to make this process super smooth. But before we get into all those tools, maybe we should just like take a minute to understand why mass updates can be so tricky.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the old ways of doing it, like using Excel connectors, they're kind of clunky and they can lead to errors pretty easily. And they don't really have what you need for, handling these huge data sets, which is why a lot of admins are nervous about making mistakes.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
almost like you're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Those tools just weren't built for how complex Salesforce is today.
And that's where ZapIT comes in.
Exactly. And one of the best features is that you can undo changes in just a few seconds. I mean, they talk about how fast the restore process is, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, I can see why they talk about that because can you imagine the relief of knowing you could just like instantly go back to your original data if you mess something up? It's like having a magic undo button for your whole Salesforce database.
Totally. It takes away all that fear of messing up, which is something that a lot of admins, deal with. But you know what? ZapRite does more than just basic updates.
Right?
They have all these other features that make data management way more efficient and actually kind of fun.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting. Okay, so they've got multi-field updates, right? So you can change a bunch of fields at once. You don't have to do them one at a time, which is a pain. And get this, they have something called mass inline edit.
Ooh, what's that?
It's basically like it turns your Salesforce data into a giant spreadsheet.
Oh, you can like edit everything right there, just like you would in a spreadsheet,
Okay.
but it's still got all the power and security of Salesforce behind it.
So you're saying I can edit Salesforce data just as easily as I use Excel?
Exactly.
That's amazing, especially for people who are used to working with spreadsheets. But what about like after you do the updates? Are there tools for that too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They've got Mass Create, and it's a lifesaver for things like creating follow-up tasks, adding records to marketing campaigns, or, linking things to related objects.
Now, hold on. For those of us who maybe aren't experts in Salesforce, what exactly does related objects mean?
Think of it this way. You have your main data, right? Like your contacts, for example. And then you have all the stuff that's connected to those contacts, like their orders, their cases, or their activities. Those are your related objects. And being able to link them all up efficiently is really important for making sure your data is all correct and consistent.
Got it. So ZapIT basically streamlines all of that, right? From updating multiple fields to dealing with those related objects, and it all happens within Salesforce, which is really cool.
Exactly. And they've got even more stuff. They have mass text formatting, find and replace, even calculations. It's like the Swiss Army knife of data tools.
Wow. It sounds like they thought of everything.
They really did. They even have custom views so you can organize your data however you want, and it makes it easier to see.
Well, that's great because it's so easy to get lost when you're looking at huge amounts of data. So with these custom views, you can create like personalized reports with filters and sorting, and you can even use colors. Imagine like having your data exactly the way you want it, so you can spot trends and see problems easily and then make better decisions.
Exactly. It's like going from a messy desk to like a super organized one. You can finally see clearly, and it saves so much time and stress.
That's the kind of control that can really change how an admin works. It's not just data anymore. It's like a valuable tool. But what about like backing up data or using it with other tools?
That's a great question. They get that data shouldn't be trapped in one place. ZapIT lets you export your data really easily so you can make backups. Or use it with other analysis tools, or even compare it like before and after you make a big update.
That's really important these days to be able to take your data with you. It means you're not stuck on one platform and you can use your data in different ways.
Totally. It's all about you being in control of your data. And I think that's really the main thing that ZapIT is trying to do. They want to give Salesforce admins the tools and the confidence to manage their data really well.
It's about giving the power back to the user, right?
Right.
Because a lot of times we feel like we're at the mercy of technology, you know?
Yeah.
Struggling with these complex interfaces and too much data. And tools like ZapIT, they seem like they're built to fix that. They make data management easier and, maybe even enjoyable.
Yeah. Empowerment through technology. I like that. So if I'm listening to this and I'm a Salesforce admin and I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed by all this, what are like the key things I should be thinking about?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that you don't have to be scared of mass data updates. There are tools out there like ZapEye that can help you do these updates safely and efficiently, and you don't have to worry.
Right. And they've really thought about not just the technical stuff, but also how people feel about managing data. They get that people are anxious and frustrated and they need to feel reassured.
Exactly. It's not just about features.
Right.
It's about connecting with the user and building trust, and understand the challenges that they're facing.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, we get it, we've been there, we can help. And that's a great message for admins who feel like they're all alone in this.
Totally. And before we wrap up our look at ZapBite, I think it's important to like zoom out and look at the bigger picture here.
Okay.
So while ZapBite is all about Salesforce data, their values of security, ease of use, and peace of mind, you can apply those to any data system, really.
Right. It's like those core values are universal, right?
Exactly. Data integrity, security, empowering the user,
Yeah.
those apply no matter what platform or tools you're using.
Absolutely. And they're so important for anyone who works with data. So ZapIT really focuses on giving you peace of mind. It's almost like their motto, never fear mass updates again. They know that admins get stressed out about messing up, so they put that undo button right up front.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, data recovery, it can be a real nightmare, especially when you're dealing with huge amounts of data. It's pretty cool how they've made what could be a really complicated and scary process. Like they've made it feel manageable. And even like you're in control.
Exactly. And they also say they can handle like unlimited bulk updates. So no matter how much data you're working with, they're confident that ZapIT can do it.
That's a big claim, but it shows you how much they believe in their technology. It's like they're saying, give us your toughest data challenges, we can handle it. And honestly, being able to handle huge amounts of data is so important these days because companies are dealing with more data than ever before.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, bring it on. We're ready. And that's pretty reassuring if you're used to tools that can't handle a lot of data.
For sure.
And remember, we talked about Zapati being a native tool.
Yeah.
Well, they keep saying that's a big advantage for security.
Right. But keeping everything inside Salesforce, it means you don't need to use those risky API calls.
Right.
And you don't need to transfer data outside of your Salesforce environment. So it's like having an extra layer of security on top of what Salesforce already provides.
Yeah, and that goes back to how much they care about data security. They know that Salesforce admins are responsible for protecting really sensitive information, and they built their tool with that in mind.
Yeah, it's not just about the features, it's about trust.
Right.
Zapati is saying, we know how important this is to you, and we're here to help you protect your data.
Absolutely. And they also mentioned that you can use Zapati on any device, like your laptop, tablet, even your phone.
Oh, wow. So it's super flexible.
Exactly.
That's great for admins who are always on the go.
It really is. It's like having your data toolkit with you wherever you go. And
yeah.
They really want people to know that they're always working to make Zapati better. So they're always adding new features and improving the ones they already have based on what their users tell them.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
It means they're listening to their users. And they actually care about making their product the best it can be. And when a company does that, it builds a really strong community.
It's like they're saying, we're all in this together. Tell us what you need and how we can make Zapati even better for you. And remember those custom views we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
That's one of the things I really liked about their stuff.
I mean, being able to personalize how you see your data is a total game changer, especially when you have a ton of data to manage. It's like having a dashboard that's made just for you so you can focus on the stuff that's most important.
Exactly. Imagine being able to filter and sort your data and even use colors to highlight certain things. It's like going from a super cluttered desk to a perfectly organized one. You can actually see what's going on. And that can save you so much time and stress.
And when you have that level of control, you can be a lot more proactive about how you manage your data. Instead of just reacting to problems when they happen, you can actually prevent them.
Yeah, it's like having a crystal ball for your data. You can see things coming before they become big issues. And Zapati also talks about how important it is to back up your data and how you can export your data into a separate file.
Okay.
So you can use it with other tools, make backups just in case, and even compare your data before and after you make a big update.
Yeah, that's super important. Being able to take your data with you is becoming more and more critical. It gives you the freedom to use different tools and not be tied to just one platform.
Exactly. It's all about having control over your data. And I think that's what Zapati is all about. They want to give Salesforce admins the tools and the confidence to manage their data the right way.
It's about shifting the balance of power, right?
Right.
Instead of feeling like technology is controlling us, tools like Zapati make it so we can control the technology.
Yeah, and it makes data management less scary and actually kind of enjoyable.
Exactly.
So we've seen that Zapati is more than just a tool for doing mass updates. It's really like a whole platform for managing your data in Salesforce. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about what Zapati sees as their main advantages.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what they highlight.
Okay.
We've already talked about a few things like the undo feature and how secure it is. What else do they think is important?
Well, one thing they keep talking about is peace of mind. Like, they want you to feel confident and not worry about messing things up. And that makes sense, right?
Yeah, for sure. Mm. I mean, data recovery, that can be a real headache.
Mm.
Especially when you're working with a ton of data.
It can be a nightmare. And actually, speaking of data nightmares, I have a kind of embarrassing story. Yeah. So early in my career, I had to update, like, thousands of lead records with new contact info. And I was in such a rush that I didn't double-check my spreadsheet. Turns out there was a formatting issue, and I ended up deleting hundreds of phone numbers.
Oh, no.
I know. It was a total disaster. I spent days fixing all those records manually. If I had a tool like Zapati back then with its undo button and all its safety features, I could have avoided the whole thing.
Yeah.
It just shows you that even experienced admins can make mistakes, right?
Absolutely. We're all human. It's easy to miss things. That's why it's so important to have those safety nets in place.
Exactly. And that's why tools like Zapbyte are so valuable. They help you prevent those mistakes and feel more confident knowing you can fix things if they go wrong. But even beyond the technical stuff, I think Zapbyte shows how important user experience is.
That's interesting. What do you mean?
Well, they've clearly put a lot of effort into making their tool easy to use and understand. Like the three steps, the custom views, the spreadsheet interface, it's all designed to make data management less scary and more approachable.
Yeah, it's like they took something that's usually seen as really complex and technical and made it more human.
Yeah.
And that's huge for getting people to use it and actually enjoy using it.
Right. They're not just building a tool, they're building a relationship with the people who use it. It's about trust and transparency and understanding the struggles that admins face.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, we get it, we've been there, we're here to help.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Zapbyte, I want to leave our listeners with this. Data is like the heart of any business today. It's what drives decisions, shapes strategies, and connects us to our customers. So it's really important that we treat it with care and respect.
Absolutely. That means picking the right tools, setting up good data practices, and making sure everyone in your company understands how important data is.
Right. And don't be afraid to ask for help. There are tons of resources and tools out there to support you. Learn from other people who've been through the same things you're going through.
Yeah, working together is key. When we share our knowledge and experiences, we can all get better at managing data and make better decisions.
So to our listeners, go check out Zapbyte's free trial and see if it works for you. But no matter what tool you use, remember what we talked about today. Security, efficiency, making sure your users feel empowered, and never forgetting about data integrity.
And remember, managing data doesn't have to be a scary thing. With the right tools and the right mindset, you can turn it into something that helps you and your company grow.
Great point. That's it for this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep your data clean.